Good afternoon, everyone. My topic just mentioned before. And this is outline of my presentation today. Well, nitrogen circulates through the atmosphere, biosphere, lithosphere, and hydrosphere. Nitrogen plays an essential role in increasing yield and profit in agricultural production. Nitrogen is readily lost from agricultural systems. The excessive release of reactive nitrogen poses adverse impact on the natural biogeochemical cycle of nitrogen, causing negative consequences on water, air, and land. As a species of reactive nitrogen, ammonia is lost via volatilization as a main pathway of nitrogen loss in agricultural systems. And ammonia loss would cause economic losses to farmers, environment issues, and impact on human health. Factors affecting ammonium volatilization can be divided into two parts. First is soil properties, for example, the pH, texture, CEC, and the other factor is environment, for example, the temperature, rainfall, wind speed. And the mitigation strategies for ammonia emission from nitrogen applied in agricultural systems are widely studied. For example, the 4R nutrient stewardship, which are the right source, right rates, right time, and right place, and the irrigation. And for new technologies, which are urea inhibitors, controlled release fertilizers. But some results of these studies are inconclusive. For example, a study has mentioned that the ammonia emission would be increased by 9% with 3 millimeters irrigation after application compared to the zero application. And also, sulfur-coated ureas and zinc-coated ureas has a higher nitrogen loss when compared to the uncoated ureas. Quantitative synthesis of the current literature on the mitigation strategies of ammonia volatilization is needed to provide critical information on how to minimize nitrogen loss as ammonia in cropping and pasture systems. And this information is critical for improving global fertilizer nitrogen use efficiency and environment quality and climate change mitigation. Materials and methods. The main method I use is meta-analysis. And meta-analysis is statistically robust to combine the measures of effects from individual studies into overall strength of the effects and identify significance. And it's popular in recent years, but few in agricultural field. This is the main steps of the meta-analysis. First is a literature search. The literature search based on the studies of the effects of mitigation strategies, the 4R agricultural practice and enhanced efficiency fertilizers. It's carried on cropping and pasture systems and published from 1971 to March 2015. The keywords I use are ammonia emission, volatilization, loss and the mitigation, management practice, fertilizer nitrogen source, weight, time, place, split application, irrigation, urea inhibitors, controlled release fertilizers, and nitrification inhibitors. Name of the inhibitors such as NBPT, DCD, DMPP, agricultural, cropping, pastures and their combinations. And the database I search are Web of Science, Scopus, CAB Abstracts, Academic Search Complete, and Google Scholar, and the reference list of the cited references. The selection criteria, for example, the study was conducted in cropping and pasture systems, and the sample size and the means of ammonia volatilization had to be reported for control and treatment plots. And there are a total of 822 observations from 159 studies were included in this meta-analysis. This is the result. First is the percentage of nitrogen loss as ammonia to agricultural land worldwide. Globally, the average ammonia volatilization losses range from 0 to 84.6% with a mean of 17.8%. And the highest in South Asia is 31.1%, and followed by North and South America. Australasia represents the lowest percentage of nitrogen loss as ammonia. This is the fertilizer types. Overall, compared to the urea application, other fertilizer types can effectively reduce ammonia loss by 65.3%. And non-urea and urea mixed fertilizers can reduce by 77.3% and 30.9% respectively. The most effective fertilizer to reduce ammonia emission is ammonium nitrate and ammonium sulfate, which are the ammonium-based fertilizers. It can help the soil acidification. And for the non-urea fertilizers, it can avoid the localized pH hotspots occurs during urea hydrolysis and drives ammonia losses. And for the nitrogen application rates, we set the lowest rate as a control, and the numbers are the ratio of the treatment compared to the control. So it indicates that increasing nitrogen inputs will cause increasing ammonia availability, subsequently ammonia loss. And for the displacement, it can significantly reduce ammonia volatilization by 65.2%. Incorporation and injection, when compared to the surface application, which can reduce your exposure to the air and subsequent ammonium volatilization. Also, the injection can help the fertilizer washed into the soil with the water. But on the contrast, the spate application of the nitrogen fertilizer didn't affect the ammonia loss, regardless of the spate frequency. For example, when the spate application if the spate application applied in summer with a higher soil temperature and a lower soil moisture content, will be higher ammonia volatilization than the single application. Irrigation significantly decreased the ammonia volatilization by 42.6% compared to the rainfall or minimum irrigation, because it can dissolve and wash the urea into soil, and the ammonium can be absorbed on cation exchange site. Residue has no significant effect on ammonia loss due to its restricted the movement of the urea into the soil and cause higher urea's activity in the residue. Amendments can effectively reduce ammonia emission by 33.2%. Zeolites can decrease ammonia emission because it's high affinity for binding ammonium ions, and also the high CEC is approved to reduce ammonia volatilization. Pyrite, because of the absorbed surface and free surface, that can retard the increase in pH around the soil microsorts, so it can effectively decrease ammonia loss. Organic acids, such as the fluoric acid and the humic acid, it helps to reduce the soil pH. Urea's inhibitor is an effective way to reduce the ammonia loss, and this is attributed to the inhibition of the urea's activity by the urea's inhibitor, and which can slow down the urea's hydrolysis. But it largely depends on the soil and the environment conditions. Control-release fertilizers is also another way to reduce ammonia loss. Because control release fertilizers can delay the availability of nutrients to plant uptake and the utilization, or extend the periods during which the nutrients are available to the plants. Also, urea's hydrolysis will be minimized when the urea granule is coated by the impermeable membranes. Nitrification is the inhibitor that designed for to target the N2O emissions. The use of nitrification inhibitors may prolong the retention of the ammonium in the soil, resulting in ammonia volatilization. So it indicates that the other climate change mitigation strategies can indirectly affect ammonia emission and the N2O emission from deposited ammonia. So that's the summary. Ammonia is a major nitrogen loss pathway, and non-urea fertilizers are more effective in reducing ammonia. Reducing application rate is effective to decrease ammonia loss. Incorporating fertilizers into the soil residues can reduce the reduce their exposure to the air and subsequent ammonia volatilization. Split application of fertilizer didn't affect ammonia emission in our synthesis, regardless of the frequency of the splitting. Irrigation is an effective way to reduce ammonia losses, and residue retention didn't affect ammonia emission. Ammonia volatilization can be also decreased by adding amendments. Urea's inhibitor and control-release fertilizers are effectively to reduce ammonia loss, and nitrification increase ammonia emissions. So adopting various nitrogen mitigations, ammonia mitigation strategies would decrease emission of the 15 to 18 million tons CO2 equivalent annually from agricultural systems. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you very much.